And there are plenty of places out there where every door is not being knocked, where people aren't hearing the gospel. But you know what? You have a responsibility here for your area where God has placed you to get a big vision and say, you know what? Let's get a big vision of what we can do for God. If Jesus could do it, the apostles could do it, and he told us we'd do it if we would believe in him. You know, we can get this done if we'll get excited about it and get serious about it. And look, one person can't do it. I don't care how excited Brother Romero gets. I don't care how big his vision is. It's not done by one man. Now look, if you would, at Acts chapter 20, verse 18. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, you know, from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews. And how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me, but none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that ye all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. He's saying here, look, from the day I got here, all seasons, I've preached unto you, I've taught you publicly, he said, and from house to house. And he said, therefore, I'm free from the blood of all men. Now, if he would have just knocked a few doors in his neighborhood right around him, could he really say, oh man, I'm free from the blood of all men in this area? I mean, he was in a big area, he was in a big city. And he said, no, I can honestly sit back and say, I am free from the blood of all men. Why? Because the Bible says that if we don't warn people and they're damned, the Bible says his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. You know, if the watchman doesn't warn, and that's what God has called us to do, to warn people. And he said that their blood is on our hands if we don't talk to them, if we don't warn them, if we don't preach the gospel. But Paul said, well, I'm free from the blood of all men. Now, everybody that you talk to is not going to get saved. You're not going to get all of Fort Worth saved. And, you know, people talk about, oh, man, they're going to shut down the bars and they're going to shut down. You know, it's not going to happen. Because broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. But let me tell you something. A realistic vision that's a big vision is that, well, everybody's going to know that this church is here. Everybody's going to know that a prophet has been among them. Everybody's going to know the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if they choose to reject the free gift of salvation, it's not going to be because they didn't hear about it. Amen. Repeatedly. Amen. It's going to be because they heard it and they had a chance and they chose not to be saved. You know, I can live with that. I can go to bed at night and live with the fact that some people aren't going to get saved through their own choice. But, you know, I don't want to live with the fact that there are people out there sitting in their house that would have been saved if we would have told them, but they died and went to hell because they never even heard the true gospel of Jesus Christ. All they heard was lies. Amen. I don't want to live with that. I don't want to have that on my hands. You know, that's sick. I mean, that's a horrible thought, that someone's eternity would be impacted like that because of the fact that you didn't get a big vision. You didn't get excited about soul winning. You didn't show up. You didn't care. You didn't get in church. You didn't get trained. You didn't go out and win souls. And people's lives are hanging in the balance today. I'm sick of this Calvinist garbage that says, oh, you know, it's all foreordained. It's all predetermined. That is a lie. The Bible says in Matthew 16, whatsoever, he said, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And he says, whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Look, he's saying, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What do you think that means? What is this, like just some mayor giving some big shot the key to the city? Doesn't really open anything. It's just a decorative key. I mean, is that really what you think Jesus is saying? Here, let me play games with you. Here's a key. It doesn't open anything. What's he talking about? See, there's other people out there that are false teachers and false prophets. And you know what they do? They shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. He said of the Pharisees and the scribes, they don't enter in themselves and they stop people from entering. They shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. What's the opposite of that? You know, opening the door wide. You know, putting your hand on their shoulder and trying to guide them to that door and say, look, here's the door. Jesus said, I'm the door. If any man enter in by me, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. Here's the door. You know, we've got the key, my friend. These are the keys to the kingdom of heaven right here. You know, here's a key for you. Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23, John 3:16, Romans 5:8. Those are the keys that unlock the door to heaven for people. All they have to do is call upon the name of the Lord and they shall be saved. But how shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Don't get sucked in to this philosophical, human wisdom, navel-gazing, you know, Calvinistic, predetermined, you know, where they just sit around and dream up all this excuse why, you know, soul winning isn't important. And you know what? If I believed that garbage, I wouldn't be out soul winning very much. I'd go out a little bit just to say I did. You know what I mean? Just, well, he said go preach, I'll go do it. But if I'm not accomplishing anything, look, I don't know about you, I don't like wasting my time. I don't like to spin my wheels. Like the Apostle Paul said, I don't want to be like one who beats the air. Right, yep. You know, I don't, look, I like running. I don't run on a treadmill because I want to go somewhere. Okay? And I don't want to just be on this spiritual treadmill of like, oh, I'm working really hard, but you know what? I'm going to be in the same place whether I run or don't run, or it's all of God's will. No, God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's what the Bible says. God would have all men to be saved into the coming of the knowledge of the truth. He said, you have not because you ask not. Ahaz, Joash, small thinking men, you don't have anything because you don't want anything. And if you'd want it and have a desire for it and you'd ask God for it and you go out and work hard, you'll do something big for God. You know, that's the true story, my friend. But people don't want to live with that. Like I said, you know, well, I don't want to live with the fact that people around me are going to hell and they would have been saved. So here's two ways to not live with that. You can lie to yourself and say, oh, if they really want to get saved, they'll get saved. If God chose them, they'll get there with or without me. He'll do it on his own. And then they go to sleep at night. Or you can go out and warn everybody and say, hey, I did my part, and then go to sleep at night. But don't get sucked into those lies, my friend. The Bible teaches over and over again that we have free will. That he said, look, I said before you, life and death, choose life. Just kidding, I already chose for you. You, oh, by the way, you're death. I mean, what kind of a God? It's crazy. It's crazy stuff. But you know what? People that aren't saved are blinded. They come up with this stuff. The Bible says that the foolishness, you know, of preaching saves them that believe. And the Bible says that the natural man receiving not the things of the fool, receiving not the things of the Spirit of God. It says, neither can he know them, their foolishness unto him, because they're spiritually discerned. So, you know, the Calvinist can't understand the Bible when it clearly just says, whosoever will may come. Amen. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. You know, it's just like, come, take the water, choose life. And he's like, well, you don't choose. It's like, what? Oh, you have to be blind to believe that.
Yeah.
Okay, so small thinking, my friend, it's something that we don't want to be a part of. We want to think big.